from our beloved deities. How is it going for all of you? Are you still inspired? I think we have had a wonderful journey up to now. We started on Friday when you all came. And we have experienced many things, including pizzas. Many things, a wide range of experiences. Some of you came up to me after our evening sessions, and they reported how hearing about the sweet dealings between Krishna and his devotee Madhavendra Puri has touched their heart. Now, I think we all in our lives have a great need, which is often an unacknowledged need. This need is for Krishna. I once tried to write a poem about this, which I can remember parts of it. Is my dear Lord, please know I need only you. When I cry because others have misunderstood me, when I am disappointed because my plans have not been successful, please know that behind these tears and behind this disappointment lies my great wish to reach you. Therefore, don't trust me. When I go for material things, I really only search for you. When you look deep in my heart, you will see there is only you. See, this is the problem with the conditioned soul and with all of us. We often do not know that behind our desires, behind our cravings, behind all that which we seem to want so desperately, is only one great unfulfilled need, the need for Krishna. And today, in today's two sessions which we have on the living name, first now our lecture, and then maybe most important, the workshop in the starting at 11 o'clock, I believe. In these two, we want to address this need, and we want to show how by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we can fulfill this so often unacknowledged need in our existence. We want to see what is the heart of chanting and how we can chant in such a way that we deeply feel connected with Krishna, that we feel he's there, at least he's there in the form that I want to be with him. I have this longing for him. And that is already, we say in German, half of the rent. When you live somewhere, it's a constant anxiety to get the whole rent together. So half of the rent is then you're almost there when you have half of the rent. So when you long for Krishna, when you desire for Krishna, when you know, oh, I only need you, Krishna, that's already half of the rent. You are already half there. Good. So let us sing Jaya Radha Madhava. Do we have a talented Madanga player? We have. Aditya Baladev, please sit here so that I can look at you with my eyes and show you when to go. Hare Krishna. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Madhava Kunya Vihari. Gopi Jana Vallava Kiri Baradari. Gopi Jana Vallava Kiri Baradari. Yasodanandana Vraja Jana Sanjana. Yasodanandana Vraja Jana Sanjana. Chamuna Tira Vanachari. Chamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hare Hare. Go through the three things you learned yesterday. Sit properly. Doesn't matter that you sit on chairs, that's very fine, but see please that you do not sit like a couch potato or couch sabji, but sit with spine straight. Then make sure that you pronounce the mantra fully, not half asleep, but fully awake. And then the third thing is listen to yourself chanting. You will see, then you will arrive in real Goloka Dham. Please start now. Hare Krishna. Please, everybody. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Sri Radhe. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Sri Radhe. Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written a compendium, it's like a summary of the entire Bhagavatam in verses. He said he was ordered to do so by Swarup Damodar Goswami, the secretary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Swarup Damodar Goswami appeared to him and said, "You must write this book. It is a topical book. It has various... it's the glowing sun of the Bhagavatam. That's its title. And like a sun has many rays, this work has a few chapters which are entitled Ray 1, Ray 1, Ray 2, Ray 3, 4, etc. Sun has millions of rays, so the Bhagavatam has millions of subjects, but a few have been isolated, and one is how to chant properly for those who want to obtain love of Krishna. No? And in that chapter, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says we should chant the verse which we will all chant and listen today. That will help us to imbibe our chanting with the right mood of which should be there in the chanting. So would you like to chant this verse? You are still waking up, no problem, but I need you awake. I would suggest, who is able to... Aditya Baladev, you are here. Can you maybe put the screen down because it blocks a lot of sunlight, and when our devotees don't have enough light, they do what they do in the night. I know you. Not a significant improvement, but something. Yeah, maybe we put light on that, otherwise they... We are reading today the sixth canto, chapter 11, text 26. Let me just put my little... Ajata Paksha Iva Mataram Kagaha Stanyam Yata Vatsatara Chudata Ajata Paksha Iva Mataram Kaga Stanyam Yata Vatsatara Chudata. Priyam Priyeva Vyushitam Vishana Mano Ravindaksha Vididrikshate Tvam Priyam Priyeva Vyushitam Vishana Mreva Vyushitam Vishana Mano Ravindakshati Dikshate Tvam O Ravindakshati Dikshate Tvam Ajata Paksha Iva Mataram Kaga Ajata Paksha Iva Mataram Kaga Stanyam Tata Vatsatara Shudata. Priyam Priyeva Vyushitam Vishanna.
Priyam Priyeva Vyushitam Vishanna.
Mano Ravinda Kshati Dikshate Tvam.
Mano Ravinda Kshati Dikshate Tvam.
Ajata Paksha Iva Mataram Kaga.
Ajata Paksha Iva Mataram Kaga.
Stanyam Yata Vatsatara Kshudata.
Stanyam Yata
Priyam Priyeva Vyushitam Vishanna.
Priyam Priyeva Vyushitam Vishanna.
Mano Ravinda Kshati Drikshati Tma.
Mano Ravinda Kshati Drikshati
Tma. Mm-hmm. Yes. Stanyam yata vatsatara chudata.
Priyam
priyeva vyushitam vishanna. Mano Ravinda Kshati Drikshate Tvam. Wonderful. One of the Matajis, please try, or two. Ajata Paksha Iva Mataram Gaga. Sanyam Vatsatara Chudata. Priyam Priyeva Vyushitam Vishanna. Mano Ravinda Kshati Dikshate Tvam. Wonderful. So I think another Mataji, please. Ajata Paksha Iva Mataram Gaga. Stanyam Yata Vatsatara Kshudata. Priyam Priyeva Vyushitam Vishanna. Mano Ravinda Kshati Drikshate Tvam. Thank you very much. Ajata Paksha.
Ajata Paksha.
Who have not yet grown wings.
Who have not yet grown wings.
Eva, like Mataram, the mother, Kaga, small birds, Stanyam, the milk from the udder, Yata, just as. Vatsatara, the young calves. Kshutata,
distressed by hunger.
Priyang,
the beloved or husband.
Priya, the wife or lover.
Eva,
like.
Yushitam,
who is away from home.
Vishana,
morose.
Manaha,
my mind.
Aravindaksha,
oh lotus eyed.
Didikshate,
wants to see you.
Twam,
you. Salman, do you hear what I hear? Ah. Oh, lotus-eyed Lord, as baby birds that have not yet developed their wings, always look for their mother to return and feed them, as small calves tied with the ropes await anxiously the time of milking, when they will be allowed to drink the milk of their mothers. I think we are all listening to the sound man, so let us first let him do his service. It's still in there. Yes, yes. The principle is, whenever you do something right, just do it the next time. So yesterday or the day before yesterday, you did it right, but then you did not do it again, and the same problem came again. This is a lesson in chanting. Whenever you do something right, like I believe yesterday in the workshop, we all felt more connected, then you need to immediately do it the next day. You follow this? We often do like this. We do mistakes and they become deeply ingrained in our habits, as habits in our personality. And then when we do one thing, something right, like our sound man 2 days ago, he did it right. Although he knows what to do, and although we know what to do, the old habit of being unconscious, like you were not conscious of the sound today, it kicks in and then it rules you. Kicks in is London Harbour English. So this is a problem we all have. We do something right, but because we are more accustomed to do things wrong, the wrong habit persists. So you need to break that habit by being conscious all the time. And that's important if you want to make a japa revolution in your life, if you want to change your whole life. Find out what works and then do this persistently and create a new habit which breaks the old habit and helps you to be delivered from a poor sadhana. It's very nice. Our sound man and myself, we discussed this morning. It was a little drama which we played. It was not. Krishna. But this is an important principle. Please keep it. So now full attention to the verse, please. O lotus-eyed Lord. Yeah, you want to say it? Well, that's a surprise. I think I'm giving the lecture, so let me do it. O lotus-eyed Lord, as baby birds that have not yet developed their wings, always look for their mother to return and feed them. As small calves, tied with the ropes, await anxiously the time of milking, when they will be allowed to drink the milk of their mothers. Or as a morose wife whose husband is away from home, always longs for him to return and satisfy her in all respects. I always yearn for the opportunity to render direct service unto you. Purport. A pure devotee always yearns to associate personally with the Lord and render service unto him. The examples given in this regard are most appropriate. A small baby bird is practically never satisfied except when the mother bird comes to feed it. A small calf is not satisfied unless allowed to suck the milk from the mother's udder. And a chaste, devoted wife whose husband is away from home is never satisfied until she has the association of her beloved husband. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyane Satadine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhara Shiva Shri Gaubhaktavinda Jayatam Surato Pangor Mama Manda Mategati Matsarvasva Padam Bojo Shishi Radha Madana Mohano Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Very early in my Krishna consciousness, I heard one lecture about the devotional heart, which I have never been able to forget. The lecturer alerted us that we have not one heart, but three hearts. We have the pump, you know, the organ, with its four heart chambers, I think you could say, which supplies our organism, and in fact each single cell of our body with fresh blood. Then we have the emotional heart, where we sometimes say, oh, this really hurt me, and we touch this area. The physical heart is at least not immediately hurt. It's the emotional heart. And we all know when there's emotional heartbreak, there's great risk of heart attacks. In other words, the emotional heart is very much connected with the physical heart. So that's the emotional heart, where we feel our feelings, our emotions, like hope. Oh, I hope this will work. You know, this emotional heart, and we all know this. We intuitively touch here. We don't say, I hope this works. You know. If we make like this, it means more, it will most probably not work. But when we have a real desire, we hope so much this works. Mm-hmm. Emotional heart. In Italia, they say, amor! You know, they touch their heart like this. No translation required for you. You know what that is. And we have the spiritual heart. And it's not always easy for us to reach our spiritual heart, because we are distracted by the needs and desires of the other hearts. During our lives, so many concerns flood our emotional heart. Longings, desires for safety. Young people, you are all a little older, but I have a lot of contact with the Pandavasenas, and when you look at the young people, you see what floods their hearts. Longings for a partner. Yes? When one is older, one wants to have a home. I mean, the Patels have a good home. Why should I not have a good home? We may have the desire for money, or we may have the desire, I hope finally someone recognizes my value, and I'm appreciated by others as I am. This is, during the life, we are tormented really by many types of longings which appear in our emotional hearts. We are not always free. Now, if we churn these multiple desires, this we could always say, also say, never-ending desires, and try to see what is our true need that is underlying all these other so-called needs. We churn them almost like, you know, you churn butter, and that's wrong, you churn milk, and then you obtain the butter on your churning rod. Then we find there is really only one need. We want love, we want shelter, we want some comfort, some appreciating. And if we churn even these feelings and go deeper, we want love of Krishna. Our primeval longings, our original, deepest longing, is we want to enter again that lost, loving relationship. That loving relationship of unlimited love, unlimited acceptance, unlimited comfort, which only Krishna can give us. That is underlying the human existence. But unfortunately, we are not often aware of this, but we mistake this primeval longing, or we mistake substitutes for, like longing for a partner, longing for a home, just like the Patels have, longing for, you know, a nice dynamic partner who can take care of and give some protection, you know, or if or the man, a nice partner who gives some good inspiration in life. We are stranded there. I'm not saying that these needs don't need to be looked at. Yes, but what I'm saying is there is an underlying need, a deeper need, which gives birth to all these substitutes. And unless we do not address that deepest need, that primeval need, that original need, that, in Prabhupada's language, constitutional position need, you know, we will not be happy even if we have a home like the Patels, even if we have a dynamic or inspiring partner who can provide protection or inspiration in life, even if we have money, even if we are appreciated. I've just now, yesterday, received a letter from an organizer of the greatest music festival in Europe. They had made a contract with a well-known musical group. I do not know the group, Progeny or something. Prodigy. Quite well-known, no? In certain circles. So not unlimitedly well-known. Yeah. In certain circuits, decently known, decently known. And they were at the high point of their career. They had supplied their needs, but then one member of them, important key member, I heard from this this organizer, has committed suicide. And no one can understand why. He had money, he had fame, he had a good appreciation. He was loved by the young people, no? So, but still, because I would say he has not addressed the primeval need, the core need, that which is behind all other needs and energizes all the other needs, and that is one. Wishes to have a relationship with Krishna. Let me give you an example in mundane terms. Imagine there is a deep, deep friendship. I would like to give an example of one friend, let us say a man, having another, you know, friend, proper friend, or no second thought, or a lady having her lady friends, and it's really a thick and thin friendship. Or if you like to think as in terms of, you know, well, any type of friendship, even in marriage there is friendship, or in partnership there's friendship. I'm thinking now of a friendship which is really working very well, which is wonderful. They stayed together for, let us say, 15 years or 20 years. That for old people that's nothing. But, you know, for a long, long time. And then somehow this ideal friendship, where they were finding themselves, where they were energized from, where they were feeling strengthened for their lives, has broken due to a misunderstanding. I can guarantee you the rest of the life, these two friends will regret this. Now imagine a friendship which has lasted or which is there already for thousands of years. Oh, thousands of years, or long millions of years. And it's the best friendship because your friend is God. Krishna. And then somehow it's broken and you find yourself in the world. What do you think will be there in your heart? You want to repair this friendship. You want to experience this friendship again. You want to assemble the broken pieces and make it whole again. But because this friendship with the Lord, or this relationship with the Lord, is so, let me say, so ancient. Ancient means old. And it lies back so much in the past. You have learned to cope with the pain of this broken relationship by looking for some substitutes. This is our situation. We only know substitute love. We only know now substitute relationships. We know only substitute lives. But this will never, ever satisfy us. So by some unimaginable good fortune, my dear devotees, you all, or we all, have come in contact again with Krishna in this lifetime. We have met a pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada, who has again given us information. This is not your home. These relationships are, they have value, but you look for your original relationship, your relationship with, which is already long, which very old relationship. And here is the way to go to this relationship. Once you have heard about it, you must be very eager to pursue this relationship. You must be very willing, enthusiastic even, that, oh, in this one life, I can go back home, back to Godhead. You should surrender to this idea and not allow that your heart is again stolen. I told you of what I heard in the very beginning of my Krishna consciousness. The lecturer gave a beautiful little story which I wish to tell you. Can I tell you, please? Yes. Are you still awake and alert?
Yes.
No problem. No problem, good. There was once a monkey. He lived very comfortable in his tree. He had everything. It was a jackfruit tree. Jackfruit, you don't need any other sabjis or anything. Jackfruit is sufficient to take care of everything. This is a very nice tree. And once it so happened that a crocodile from the nearby river was a little adventurous and went a little bit exploring the region and came to this tree and ate this beautiful, and found a jackfruit which had fallen down and ate it. And, jackfruit, the crocodile thought. And he came back the next day, the next day, the next day. And one day he noticed the monkey. The monkey had already seen the crocodile coming. I think it was the monkey who addressed, no, the crocodile addressed the monkey. Hey, you live on this tree. You have all the jackfruit you want, isn't it? Yes, the monkey. My life is comfortable. I don't have to work. I don't have to go anywhere for food. Jackfruit is there. Yes, they are really good, said the crocodile. I also began to appreciate it. Is it all right? I'm just eating what fell on the ground here. No problem, there's enough for everyone, said the monkey. I eat what is on the tree. You can eat what is on the ground. And this was the start of an unusual friendship. As you know, monkeys are the food of crocodile, but they soon talked very freely about national concerns like the Brexit and Mr. Trump and what he said and other things of interest, and a friendship developed. They didn't come close to each other. The monkey stayed on the tree, but they had good discussions on their level, animal level, not very high, but something. So one day, the wife of the crocodile noted that her husband stayed longer out than usual. And those who are married know that their wives demand attention. So one day the husband came late home. The wife said, "Where are you all this time? You don't care for me any longer." "I have care for you, of course, I'm here." "No, you come later and later every day." "Is there someone?" "No, what do you think in your crocodile brain? Small brain. No one is there. You are only there." "Then why do you come late?" She needled him. "Why do you come late?" "You don't trust me." Then the tears came and everything. And then finally he said, I'm eating jackfruits. "That's all? I'm having good conversations. They stimulate my intellect." "With whom?" "I knew there was someone." "No, no, no, you don't understand. It's a monkey." "What do I have to do with a monkey?" "Good conversations which stimulate your intellect." And then she started to cry. They were heavy tears and heavy reproaches. "You never cared for me and for our children. You also didn't care. You, in fact, ate two of them." Crocodiles do this sometimes when they are hungry. It is culturally acceptable amongst the crocodiles. She saw he appreciated these conversations. And then she said, "If you really care for me and you don't want that I tell that you are betraying your crocodile ethics by making friendship with a monkey, if I tell this to the rest of our crocodile community, they will eat you. So if you really want to avoid trouble, then bring me that monkey." "No, that I can't do." "If you do not bring me the monkey by tomorrow evening, I will tell everything to the elders of our community. They will spread it to the more aggressive types. And then, as you swim in this river, they will come to you. They will break open your soft skin underneath your belly, and they will rip out your entrails. Bring me that monkey." "Okay." So he went to the tree. After all, he's crocodile. He is a crocodile. He said to the monkey, "I have never shown you my home. We are such good friends by now." "Oh," said the monkey, I mean, I'm happy here, so it must be a nice home, but no need to go. Well, I come always to your home. Why don't you come one time to my home? So the monkey, well, you are a crocodile and I'm a monkey. There's an ethnic difference, no? We monkeys are food for crocodiles. We are friends. We talk about important things. Do you think I'm a crocodile? Of course, do you think I have a crocodile mind? Do you think I will hurt you? Never. Okay, said the monkey. And came down. And what do we do now? Oh, we go to the river, said the crocodile. You climb on my thing, on my back, and then I swim for some distance, and then my home is there. Okay, said the monkey. And got on the back, and they were swimming. All of a sudden, maybe it was Paramatma. The monkey felt, what am I doing here? Here's water. Water's not my element. And here's a crocodile. Crocodile is a crocodile. I'm not comfortable with this any longer. Please bring me back. Crocodile said, trust. I can't trust you. When the crocodile heard this sentence, I can't trust you, he looked at the monkey and said, you're correct. I can't trust even myself after this. After this? What this? Well, I can tell you now, we are away from the shore, but I'm bringing you to my wife. My wife said to me this morning, bring me that friend of yours. I will eat his heart before your eyes. The monkey. I don't know if he was a religious monkey, but he folded his hands. And an idea came. She wants to eat my heart? Yes, that's what she said. And I have to bring it, because otherwise I'm in trouble. The other crocodiles will eat me. Oh, said the monkey, why didn't you tell this to me earlier? I have kept my heart on the tree. It's not with me. Oh, said the crocodile, that is problematic. He's not very intelligent after all. What should we do now? If this doesn't work out, I will be killed by the other crocodile. Very simple, said the monkey. Bring me back to my tree, then I'll quickly jump up, 30 seconds, and bring my heart. Then we go. After all, we are friends. I want to save you. So the crocodile whoop, turned around, went to the ground, climbed on the earth. The monkey hopped on the tree. The crocodile went behind and came to the tree. And the monkey did not return. The monkey was sitting there. But you promised. The monkey took a ripe jackfruit and just threw it into the face of the crocodile and said, go, go, go. I will never give my heart again to a crocodile. This is a good story. You have to be careful with your heart. You have to invest it in Krishna. And this you can do during the kirtan, during the chanting. Don't give your heart to Maya. to material things or to substitutes. Yes, as long as we are in this body, we will need certain things, and it is good if we have friendships with several people. It is necessary to have some good meal, to have good meals, to have a certain amount of comfort so that our body and minds are working. We teach all this in the Tree of Life model and so on. But it is most essential that we take care of our primeval need, our original need, our heart, spiritual heart need, because otherwise we will not be satisfied. I'm thinking of this young man, of this who was a friend of this organizer, who is my friend again. I'm thinking of him. If he would have known about the how to take care of the original need, he would have felt all these things like safety, love, shelter, stability in his life, and comfort. We see this with devotees like Shruti Dharma. They have taken care to give their hearts to Krishna by a life of devotional service. So even now, when their health is very difficult and where they might be on their last journey, they are in a way comfortable. They are not disturbed. They know where their shelter is. They know what nourishes them. And they are as much free from anxiety as it is possible for someone who has received uncomfortable news. No? So take care that your devotional heart is nourished every day. And tomorrow, at 11 o'clock, and I wish that you are all there, well nourished, not tired, and inspired, we will learn how to chant with our devotional heart, how to nourish our devotional heart. Good. I see some of you are now preparing for prasadam, for serving the prasadam. You may go and so on. I want to just now ask, are there any questions to what you have heard this morning? It's a deep point, isn't it? To go to that underlying need. Have you been in situations where you have invested to some degree in the substitute and then you felt you're not satisfied, and then you went to the temple one day and just prayed to Krishna and you felt he was there, he was hearing you? Have you? Many times, no? And had you felt, all of a sudden we feel, there is no problem. Huh? But as long as we are not rooted in our devotional space, in our devotional heart, so many problems develop. So many problems. I see you. It is a clear message. You don't have any questions to this? Our Mataji, one Mataji has a question. Yes, please.
I have a tendency that I give my heart away very easily. So is it okay to give your heart away to a devotee?
See, I'm my mother tongue is not English, and you spoke with a London accent, so I could not hear. I only know school English. Yes.
Heart away to a devotee.
I will need a translation. Did anyone understood?
Yes.
She's
saying that she gives away her heart very easily.
Mm-hmm.
So is it okay for her to give her heart to devotees?
Thank you. I understand the question. If that was the question, thank you. I understand the question. So now let me think for a moment. Your good age?
24.
Yes, young. Young. Heart gives away heart very easy. Yes. Yes, you look like a good hearted person. And is it okay to give it to a devotee? When Krishna works in this world, he often works with the hands of his devotees. When Krishna speaks in this world, he often speaks through the mouth of his devotees. So we can contact Krishna through devotees. But we must be careful that it is really a devotional relationship with Krishna in the center. Otherwise, it's just a social relationship. We must bring Krishna in the center of devotional association. That's very important. Otherwise, it's just normal friendship and misunderstandings will come. You can ask, they happen also in our community. But when there's Krishna in the center, then it is really wonderful. There was once a disenchanted devotee who came to Prabhupada. Disenchanted, you understand? He had placed high hopes in Krishna consciousness, and he felt these hopes were not fulfilled, disenchanted. No? So he came and said to Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, I don't trust anyone any longer. So much misunderstandings have happened. I only trust you." And Prabhupada said, "I better don't do this. Trust only Krishna." He wanted, not that Prabhupada is not trustworthy, he wanted to make the point. If you do not put Krishna in the center of this relationship, even with your guru, if it's just on one level, there will be disappointment. Krishna is very important in a devotional relationship. Krishna. Sometimes we forget. We talk with devotees about mobile phones. That's all right. If we also talk about Krishna, we talk about cars, we talk about, did you hear this about that? No, tell me about this and that, and so on. And it doesn't nourish us all the time. So we will have to put Krishna. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Movement for everything else, consciousness. No, sorry. Movement for Krishna, consciousness. It's about Krishna. Krishna first. But in order to reach Krishna, you have to say devotees first, because this Krishna is met through his devotees. But don't leave the Krishna. Good. Yes.
Something you said yesterday.
Yes.
Is it okay to ask?
Please ask.
It's about posture when you're doing the japa. Mm-hmm. My understanding is when you're doing japa, you're begging Krishna to engage you in his service.
Yes.
So for me, my natural posture would be if I'm begging, then I'm kind of bending down.
Yes.
So it's kind of going against my natural instinct to bend down and beg. And yet I'm trying to stay erect, so that's kind of against my instincts. I'm not sure how to balance that.
What a wonderful and deep question you have asked. Is the question clear to all of you? Have you heard? What a wonderful question. Let me tell you a little bit about postures. They create certain moods. Like when you are like this, with the hands open, and you create more a receiving mood. When you are like this, it's a proud mood. When you go like this, you feel naturally humble. You can't go in this posture and feel proud. It just doesn't work. You can try. It doesn't work. Postures have an... You know, the body and mind are very much linked in the conditioned soul, much more than we think. Much more than we think. That's why when people have emotional issues, they get physical issues. No? There is a good amount of research which relates physical heart problems. What is the English word? Herzinfarkt, heart stroke, yeah, heart attack, which relates that to emotional problems. There are many, many, there is a good and very serious amount of research which relates different diseases to different moods. And even the Vishnu Purana relates diseases to certain moods. I could tell you now an embarrassing list of diseases and what is the mood behind the disease, which we all know, you know, like foul mouth smell or you know. I don't want to do this. There is a relationship. So our Mataji has asked very good question. I want to be in a begging mood, so my natural posture would be like this as I chant. And we are hearing also sit properly. That means sit erect, for how to bring the two together. Let me say like this. If you really are in a devotional space, a begging space, and not in a sleeping space, which also happens when we are like this, then by all means keep this posture. And if you, this type of posture, erect, will just help you to concentrate better. But if you have a devotional mood, oh Krishna, 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 that's much better than concentration. That's connection. Concentration is not necessarily a connection with Krishna. It helps us to be first concentrated and then connected. But if you are connected from the very beginning, your posture doesn't matter. The Vedanta Sutra, for instance, says prayers should not be done when walking. Therefore, chanting should not be done when walking. Amazing, isn't it? But if you are connected with Krishna when you walk, then walk by all means. If you are devotionally related with Krishna, if you feel him, that is more important than concentration. However, when you find yourself being in the spaced out sleepy zone where most of the japa chanters operate in, I don't want to say it like this. This is offensive to say it like this. Well, often we come into this mood. Then sit properly, and then everything it will start to flow again. Excellent question, Mataji. Excellent question. I'm very grateful for this question. We have now reached our time, and Dylan is here for announcements. He is here. Yes. I thank you very much. I wish you a wonderful day. This evening we have a surprise for you. We will kidnap you and bring you all to Vrindavan. Yes. It will work. You will not believe. It will work. It will work. All right, so let us wait for Dylan to give us the orientation for the day. Hare Krishna, thank you so much.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.